But then, you know, you could have lived in other parts of the country. You worked in New York and Los Angeles. Why did you choose to return to Oklahoma?
I've always believed in the promise of Oklahoma. And I continue to believe in it today. But at that time, I wanted to come back to Oklahoma because this is where my roots were. This is where my family still lived. And I wanted to raise my children here. I looked around at the kind of life that I had here before I left. And this is the kind of education and life that I wanted for my children. And I'm so glad that we did. They both had wonderful experiences here. And even though they live, one lives in New York and one in San Francisco, they still try to come home whenever they can. And I think if they didn't live in those cities, they would come back to Tulsa.
Right.
And I still believe in the promise of Oklahoma. And I look at our state and I see so many possibilities. But I don't like everything I'm seeing today. And I think, I know I can do better, we can do better, we can all do better together. This state is filled with possibilities. We just need to turn those possibilities into realities. And I still believe in the, and will always believe in the promise of Oklahoma.
What is it you don't like?
I don't like some of the things I see in education happening. I had a public school education. I firmly believe in public school, and I think we need to support our public schools. I don't like all the infighting I'm seeing. One of the things I love most about David Boren when he was our U.S. Senator is that he could work on both sides of the aisle. I don't see much of that today in Oklahoma. And there's no reason not to. I mean, we should be able to find common ground. So many of us, you know, were in our leadership position, are lifelong Oklahomans. There should be some common ground we can find.
Yeah. And today, with people able to work virtually and they're being asked to come to Oklahoma by the Kaiser Foundation, $10,000. Many have come thinking they were just try it for a year and have stayed. And I think we're probably an area that the rest of the country doesn't know that we are as special as we are. And downtown in that Brady district, how that is booming is absolutely amazing.
Oklahoma is, I think, the country's best kept secret.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that. And when I lived in New York and Los Angeles and Dallas, and you know, people did not know that much about Oklahoma. And I was always so happy to tell them about our state. And Oklahoma's greatest resource has always been its people. And that's why I would really like to see our people come together. And you look at some of the people who are in this state, like a George Kaiser, who's doing so much to elevate, you know, all of the people here. I was happy to be involved somewhat with the Gathering Place. I mean, what a great idea that was. And then his Tulsa Remote. And there are other people like George Kaiser around the state who are doing things. And we need to help these people who are trying to move our state forward.
So you've alluded then to that area of nonprofit. You have done a whole very impressive nonprofit work. What are some of your special ones that come to mind right now?
Well, I've always said, and another reason I came back to Oklahoma was because I wanted to give something back to the state that had given so much to me. And my husband, who was raised in Texas, he has helped me tremendously with some of the work that we have done. He is a visionary, and he has great vision when it comes to especially nonprofit work. And then I had the contacts to be able to work on some of the projects and move some of the projects forward that we were talking and dreaming about. For instance, Catholic Charities. Today, Catholic Charities has an agreement with Walmart, and they get a lot of the oversupply that area Walmart stores, you know, has on hand. And that was one of the things that we worked on first. Catholic Charities needed a way to sustain itself. We helped raise money for a new campus for the organization, but it did need a way to sustain itself. And I had a friend who happened to be an executive with Walmart Corporate, And we asked her if there was some way, you know, we could partner with Walmart. And so today there are millions of dollars each year come from Walmart and goes to Catholic Charities to help provide supplies, you know, whether it's clothing, food, frozen and fresh food, anything that Walmart offers and has an oversupply of has been given to Catholic Charities.
Mm, that's great.
I mentioned the Gathering Place. We were involved with helping to raise money for that. And then I did two interviews with George Kaiser leading up to the opening of Gathering Place. And it aired on Channel 8 here, the pieces. So I was able to help promote that in that way.
Well, I got to say, that's a rarity when George...
he did two interviews.
Yeah.
He did two interviews leading up to the opening.
I applaud you for that because he won't do this for me. You know, some people die when we do this. And, you know, and he says, if I'm going to interview, I'm not going to do that. He says, because he's afraid of dying if I interview him.
Oh.
But anyway, so I applaud you for that. So, but you've also been involved in other areas.
Yes. I was chairman of the board of the Pencil Box, which provides school supplies for students in need. And that has been my good friend Nancy Belsley founded that organization, and that has been very successful. And they just built a new facility because the smaller facility they had couldn't hold all the school supplies that they were getting. So I've tried to not focus on any one area, but just when I saw an area that needed help, I tried to offer, you know, what skills I had or what vision my husband had. We also were instrumental in raising funds for Arts Alliance Tulsa, which I so firmly believe in the arts. And that's one of the things I feel has always made Tulsa so special. You look around at the different arts organizations and groups that we have, and it's just amazing for a small town. One of the things we did with Arts Alliance Tulsa when we were raising funds there, we asked the Warren Foundation for help, and they have a tree farm. And they have provided trees for us to sell at Arts Alliance Tulsa. So you can buy a tree for your yard, and the funds will go to Arts Alliance Tulsa. So we tried to also come up, and this is another area where my husband has been really helpful in coming up with areas that are sustainable, you know, after we're not here to help.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the organizations. I'm chairman of the board of the Oklahoma Hall of Fame now. And that is an organization. It's a statewide organization. And we tell Oklahoma's story through its people, much like you do. And I think that's so significant because think how, if you look at the interviews that you have done or the interviews I did for my Oklahoman show or the people that we've featured with induction into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, that's so inspiring to hear these stories.
And I applaud you for wanting to be involved in our community. You could easily have said, all right, I'm going to go to do this and that, but you didn't, and not everybody gets involved. So I applaud you for doing that.
Well, I feel the same about you.